I have
current geek.
This is Current Geek, episode 20. What's that, girl? Billy fell down the well due to centripetal force? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Current Geek. This is, of course, the thrice-weekly show, or thrice-a-week show, where we tear apart the geekiest stories of the web, and we give them to you. You can put them in your pocket. You can hang them up, keep them in your locker, whatever you feel good about. I am Scott Johnson. Joining me is Tom Merritt.
Rip them apart like a German Shepherd.
German Shepherds. We're going to learn a lot about those here in a moment.
And quarks.
Indeed. So, you're a physics fan. You like some physics.
I am a huge physics fan, especially quantum physics. Yeah. I don't pretend to actually understand it, but I like to try to learn as much as is dangerously possible about it. You know, up, down, strange quarks, Heisenberg uncertainty principle, all that stuff. Yeah, I am a quantum physics fanboy.
Well, it turns out your dog can be too. So
yeah, this is fantastic because quantum physics, you cannot understand properly without the math. It's just not possible because it sounds crazy when you say things like, well, you know, when you shoot a light beam at something, the photon can pass through two slits at the same time and then recohere. It's like, what? You can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, sometimes things go back in time to balance out equations. And it just sounds crazy. So physicists have tried millions of different ways to explain quantum physics in layman's terms. Mm. And I think this is probably one of the best approaches that I've seen yet.
By the way, Recohere was the name of my salsa band I was a part of in the 80s.
Recohere.
Chad Orzel's How to Teach Physics to Your Dog is an absolutely delightful book on many axes. First, in subject matter, quantum physics is arguably the most mind-bending scientific subject we have, like you just explained. That's true. Second, the device of the book, the quantum physicist Orzel explains quantum physics to Emmy, his cheeky German Shepherd. I guess a British person wrote this, because cheeky is, you know, that's the vernacular.
Yeah, you know, when you want to explain quantum physics to a human and you're an actual quantum physicist, I'm guessing, and I don't really know this because I am just a normal human, but I'm guessing it's like trying to explain something to your dog. So this is a great device to say, like, you know what, let's just pretend we're telling our dog about quantum physics, and the dog won't assume a bunch of things that it thinks it knows, and it'll all go a lot better. So yeah, I'm a big fan of this device. I'm a big fan of dogs, and so I'm quite interested. I haven't picked it up yet, but I'm quite interested to figure out how Orzel explains quantum physics to Emmy. And it reminds me of bunnies made of cheese.
Yeah. And it also reminds me, I've got a friend who's a theologist and has degrees in various sort of historical, you know, study of religion and all this stuff. And I don't know the name of his exact PhD, but he's a pretty brilliant guy about all that junk. And we had this conversation once about the biblical description of the world's creation.
Mm-hmm.
This seven, quote-unquote, day thing that, mm-hmm. that happened. And on the fourth day, you know, Twinkies were made, and that was good.
Right.
You know, this sort of stuff. And it's so boiled down to its simplest explanatory story-based level that his argument is that, you know, taking the perspective of someone who believes in that kind of created world, or the, you know, the universe is created by some sort of deity or whatever, his stance on it is all of that stuff is like talking to a German Shepherd about quantum physics. It's to boil it down to something so people get the story. It was never meant to be literal. There's no literal interpretation, all of that stuff, although some I think would argue with that. To me, this is very similar to that, except a lot more fun. Like, I love this idea that you're talking about incredibly complex below the surface, you know, physical laws to a dog.
Have you ever read The Bunnies Made of Cheese?
I've not. I've
explanation.
Heard of it. I've heard of it.
We did a dramatic reading of it on Buzz Out Loud once, and that is Chad Orzel. That's the guy who wrote this, How to Teach Physics to Your Dog.
Oh, it's the same guy.
He's essentially taken Bunnies Made of Cheese, where he's trying to explain some physics to a dog by using bunnies made of cheese to him. Like, this is, it's quantum principles, right?
Yeah.
And he's extended it into an entire book. So it's going to be enjoyable.
Yeah, you're that sounds like fun. I would like to get my hands on it. Thank you, boingboing.net, for the great article. Let's move on to this week's, or this day's, this Wednesday's, geeky reader submission of the day.
We got yes right now.
We got one from Blair S. I know who Blair S. is, writes me all the time. For the geekiest thing for me, it was biking around town to three different fabric shops to find the right type of material so I could hand sew my own Star Trek tribbles. In fact, I ended up making one that was as big as a soccer ball and attaching it as a leash or on a leash and dragging it around behind me at my first Star Trek convention. I filled my tribbles with old socks and underwear.
That is actually what real tribbles are filled with.
That's true. I think the actual things were old Shatner socks and old Nimoy underwear.
Actually, if you could fill your tribbles with other tribbles and then like somehow make it so that they would just, you know, as the thing is bouncing along behind you, it would just separate and become more tribbles because, you know, that's what tribbles do. They multiply. Yeah,
that's right. But so does my underwear, oddly enough. And then no, explain that all to your dog.
Socks don't.
No, my socks don't. In fact, I lose them.
What is up with where do all the socks go?
I don't know.
That's become a cliche now. Where do all the socks go?
What's the deal with airline peanuts?
And pens. Are all the pens and the socks in the same place?
The best Seinfeld impersonations you'll ever hear right here on Current Geek.
Not at all.
Thank you, Blair S.
It is the best Seinfeld impression you will ever hear on Current Geek.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. I mean, maybe. I don't know. The future is the future.
Unless we get Seinfeld on.
Thank you, Blair S. That was brilliant. We appreciate all of these Geeky Reader submissions. If you, too, would like to submit yours, it's really easy. You can send them via email to currentgeek@gmail.com. That is currentgeek@gmail.com. The website to visit is currentgeek.com, and the Twitter to follow is twitter.com/currentgeek. That's going to do it for us. Thank you, everybody, for me, for Tom, and for Blair S. and his big, weird tribbles full of underwear. We'll see you on Friday.
Off to the Grand Ballroom for more digital experience.
On the fourth day, you know, Twinkies were made, and that was good.
Right.
You know, this sort of stuff.